It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Red Biggs. Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend who joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring. Check them out, Aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Let's start with something a little out there. We'll get to more specifics, but I'm curious how you feel about the idea of an 18th game, about the expansion of a football season that used to be 16, now is 17, to 18, perhaps relatively soon. It feels like they're moving pretty quick with it.
Well, the greed of NFL ownership knows no boundaries, guys. So, yes, they will get to 18. It's all about money. And when they can agree to share a big enough piece of the revenue with the players, they will go along with it as well. Some might not be thrilled, but if there's enough money, yeah, they'll be willing to do it as well.
So, Brad, Ben Johnson spoke down at the NFL owners' meetings in Palm Beach, and according to some of the tweets and reports of people down there, he said a couple of interesting things about Bears personnel. Number one being Jaquan Brisker is cleared, and he will be part of the offseason workouts that begin next week, and that Braxton Jones will be limited, but it seems like there was, based on Ben Johnson today and Braxton Jones's own report last week, he seems to be trending in the right direction. Both of those guys would be big parts of this team next year. What's your reaction to their progress?
I
like, what would have been newsworthy if they said Jaquan Brisker would not be able to, you know, work out in the gym next week? Like, that's been expected all along. So I don't know that I find an update on Brisker newsworthy when we're basically told at the end of the season that, you know, he had been cleared, he was fine. And they, you know, they just took the right approach after he had missed so much time. You know, he got the concussion. The symptoms lasted longer than they expected. And when you got near the end of the season, it wasn't simply a concussion issue. It was a concussion issue combined with the fact that he wasn't in football shape. Like, the guy hadn't been out there practicing football for so long that there was no chance of getting him back on the field at the end of the season. And in terms of Braxton Jones, yeah, it looks like they've said some positive things about him. Of course, that wouldn't preclude them from making a move in the draft at that position. But if they don't do that, certainly he's probably the incumbent when he's healthy to be the starting left tackle. And he's proven at times that he can play. It's certainly a high enough level to get that job done. And it's a big year for him, and we're in the final year of his rookie contract.
I am curious, Brad, when you hear a guy like Ben Johnson say that he doesn't really he believes in watching tape to determine whether a tackle has long enough arms, as opposed to he said you can tell right away if someone has an issue with long enough arms by watching the tape. You don't need to see the measurements. Now, that would seemingly be a direct reference to the LSU tackle, Will Campbell, and whether or not, you know, I guess his arms grew somehow on his pro day, and he's now at 33 inches as opposed to 32.5/8 or whatever it was. And either way, it's not 34, which is considered kind of the bare minimum for a tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, with Will Campbell, it's going to be an evaluation of where you think he fits. And I know there are teams out there that are evaluating him strictly as a guard, okay? And there are teams out there that if they get him, would try him at left tackle first and see how it works out because it's the premier position. Feeling comfortable that, you know what, if he is a little bit out of place there, that he can be moved inside and be an elite guard. Like, I talked to one guy, and he said that, you know, his hope for Will Campbell, and this is a scout, he's just talking in general, like, if I was in, you know, Will Campbell's camp, I would hope somebody would draft him relatively high, and he said have the stones to just play him at guard, because he thinks he's going to be a fantastic guard. Now, you look at the how he performed this past season, and it didn't look like the arm length was really an issue at all until, according to some folks I talked to, there's a couple games late in the season for LSU where it showed up on tape. South Carolina, fantastic defensive front, probably was an issue for him there. But the guy said that knowing that, he thinks he's super smart and he's a hard worker, and it could potentially adapt to be able to handle it in the NFL.
What did you make of Ben Johnson saying during an interview yesterday that Tyler Warren intrigued him and that he was a guy at Penn State that did everything from the Wildcat and to working out of the backfield, and then Dennis Allen watching on tape said, whoa, that would be a guy that would be really hard to stop. And I wonder, number one, could it be – you put it out there, a little gamesmanship involved, but also could be just an offensive coordinator, a play caller, who is now a head coach, being enamored with a guy that would give him a lot of versatility in calling plays.
Yeah, a ton of versatility. I mean, Tyler Warren is a fantastic player. 49 receptions in his first three seasons at Penn State. More than double that past year. This past year, with I think he caught more than 100 balls, a bunch of touchdowns. I mean, total package at the tight end position. Ability to catch the ball, to be involved in the running game as a blocker, like gritty guy, the kind of player I think you want in your locker room. The Bears can say a lot of great things about him. I don't know that he's going to be available at number 10. Like it's fun. It's a fun discussion to have. How could he fit in? How could he be deployed? How could he be paired with Cole Kmet? It's a fun discussion to talk about Ashton Gentry, the Boise State running back. I don't know that either one of those players will be on the board when the Bears are selecting at number 10.
Yeah, I think that it's fascinating to kind of think about the way he's talked about this draft. And I wonder, Brad, if, you know, would you prefer them to grab best player available, grab someone? I don't know how many Blues people think there are in this draft, but let's say it's six players. If one falls to them, do you take him regardless at the 10th pick, or do you want to keep trying to work on maybe line of scrimmage stuff?
Well, I think if you've evaluated a player that's elite, it's
false to
scheme transcendent, yeah. You know, all that type of stuff. They don't have enough of those players at Hallis Hall. Like, and the one of the reasons why they've been bringing up the rear for a while in the NFC North and had their struggles in the division is because when you stack up their roster against the other teams in the division, they have a shortage of elite football players. And I know that they have helped themselves out in free agency, but I would suspect most folks out there think that they've done more good for themselves than they actually have. Like, the free agency can be overrated. Drew Dolman could turn out to be a really good football player for them at center. Most of the other stuff is shorter term or kind of a coin flip. They've invested in Deo and they're betting on his upside, but that's a bet, right? Like that's a gamble there with him. So they need more difference makers in order to be a competitive team in the NFC. When you talk about, hey, the season's going to kick off, who are the three or four best teams in the NFC? Like, the Bears haven't been within any distance at all of that conversation for several years now. Although, you know, you'll have found folks the last couple of years that would put them in that conversation at the start of September annually, but that hasn't been the case. I think they need more elite players to get in that territory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So when you see the tush push is going to be voted on later this morning and it needs 24 votes to make to outlaw, essentially ban the play from NFL games next year, what is your expectation? And do you know where the Bears stand on this? The Packers have gotten a lot of attention and some criticism and being at the forefront of this, but do we know for sure that the Bears aren't exactly, you know, crazy about the idea of the tush push and they might be voting against it too?
Yeah, I don't. Well, if it's a Packer-led movement, you would expect George McCaskey to be walking the other direction, right? Like, I don't see him following the Packers.
I don't know.
Like, I think George was one of one or two owners that voted against expansion to 17 games, right? I believe. I'm not positive on that one, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's. I think we could all agree it's not a football play. Like when you,
I don't agree. I think it is a football play.
Really? Okay. Yeah. It looks like a rugby play to me, Dave. But
I know, but I'm just telling you, I'm not agreeing.
I mean, when you wax nostalgic about Friday Night Lights,
it has nothing to do with that. It's a football play.
Okay, well, I think most people disagree that it's a football play. I don't know that I buy the whole safety piece. Like, a quarterback sneak, period, is a play that puts your quarterback in jeopardy, right? You better feel good about the durability of your quarterback to be running sneak plays with him. The Eagles have perfected this play with a quarterback that can squat Lord knows how many pounds. Mm-hmm. He's so strong. They've got a fantastic offensive line. The play is almost unstoppable the way they run it. But, yeah, we'll see. To get 24 owners on board is tricky for NFL owners unless it involves making more money. And this has nothing to do with finances.
I guess that Ben Johnson today said there will be 3 to 5 captains. They won't have 8. There'll be 3 to 5. They'll be voted on by players at the beginning of the year.
They're always voted on by players. They always say it's voted on by players. And
then they stuff the ballot box.
Well, they'll never tell you they stuff the ballot box, and I'm not saying that they'll stuff it here, but yeah, the whole everyone gets excited about the captain thing and this, yep, and that. I mean, these are professional athletes, okay? And when you boil it down, they're mercenaries, okay? They're like hired guns for the Chicago Bears. There's hired guns for the Indianapolis Colts. Like, if you don't have self-starters in your locker room, it's going to be very difficult for you to have the kind of work environment where people are going to grow and get better as a team. People have been fascinated with that. Like, well, what about the captains? How many captains? What are the captains? Like, if the other 40-some-odd guys in the locker room need to be kick-started by the captains, you've got a big, big, big problem.
So also what Ben Johnson alluded to this morning is he called Kerryon Amagaji a potential developmental prospect and a lot of traits to work with, not discouraged at all by what he put on tape. He got put into some tough situations in 2024. When we talk about left tackles and drafting one and the return of Braxton Jones, How much do you think that Karan Amagaji will be a factor on this offensive line next year? And will he be a guy that is considered to be, if he is a prospect that is developmental in the eyes of Ben Johnson, could he be a guard moving forward?
Yeah, I think you got to. I think you got to stick with him at left tackle and see what happens there. Like, you need to give this guy an off season, training camp, and a preseason playing that left tackle position. In my mind, I think you need to. If you want to give him a chance to flourish, you need to put him in one place and allow him to stay there and see what he can do. And he didn't have the offseason or training camp or preseason last year, had a very limited number of snaps during the season, most of them in that road game at Minnesota, very difficult position. You got to think of it, it's a fresh start for everyone. It's a fresh start for a guy like that who is going into year two in the league, and it's same way. It's going to be a fresh start for a guy like Cole Kmet, who's been around a long time, and it goes back to the Matt Nagy era. So if it's a fresh start, you're evaluating this guy from the beginning, and I wouldn't rule out the interior thing, but I think if you truly want to give this guy a fresh start and you believe in him as a prospect, you're going to allow him to really work at one spot and not try to complicate it for him further. If they've gotten different input from some of their offensive coaches, the line coaches, maybe you change that thinking, but give the guy a chance to flourish, right?
Mm-hmm. What did you think of his thoughts on Braxton Jones, and what are yours on Braxton Jones?
Well, I wasn't there. I didn't hear word for word what he said about Braxton Jones, but talking about him needing some time to in order to get fully cleared going into perhaps the summer from that ankle surgery, but Braxton is out of the walking boot, and that certainly puts him in a position to be able to do some stuff on the field here in the coming months, you would think. I'm sure rehab's involved, getting stronger. And I did see that they had talked about maybe trying to add a little weight to him.
Yes, that's what he said.
But before you're doing that, obviously you're rehabbing that ankle. You're trying to get your strength, mobility back, and things of that nature before you're putting a plate of three or four ribeyes in front of them.
Good stuff, Brad. Thanks.
Great stuff, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune. He said, the number one thing, in my opinion, the tackles need to do is pass protect. I think he's got the feet to get that done. We're going to challenge him, maybe gain a little bit more weight so we can anchor a little bit better in pass pro. But everything I've seen so far has shown a phenomenal athlete out there on the edge, and we feel like we can work with him.
That's a good plan, and I think that's a good attitude. We'll hear more from Ben Johnson in the next segment, but I think when you talk about Braxton Jones, Mully, you're talking about a guy whose experience shouldn't be ignored. You know, I think when talk about...
That's their investment in him.
They've invested seasons in him, starts in him, and if he is healthy, and maybe that's a big if, maybe that's a bigger if than his competence if he is healthy, but if he's healthy... You got a guy that is experienced at a position that's a premium position, is at a very affordable rate. I wonder if we're overlooking that possibility that he could be steady.
But Biggsy makes a great point, too. If you want him to put on more weight, you got to wait until he's back.
Wait until he's mobile.
Yes.
Get his mobility back.
Yeah.
Then add the strength.
The worst thing you can do is try to put more weight on him before he's...
One has to come before the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Interesting stuff. We'll hear from Ben Johnson. We got a lot of tape cut from Ben Johnson when we come back. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.